USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A new tornado watch has been issued and includes portions of Washington, D.C., Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Northern Alabama and Georgia and southern Ohio, West Virginia, and southwest Pennsylvania are also on alert for the storms. Former President Trump lashing out against Special Counsel Jack Smith and the judge assigned to his election case. In a pair of posts on Truth Social, Trump claimed Smith is going before Judge Tanya Chutkan in an effort to take away the former president's First Amendment rights, and he demanded the Obama-appointed judge recuse herself from the case. Trump pleaded not guilty last week to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump's legal team did meet the 5 p.m. Eastern deadline today to file a response to the judge. Gas prices keep rising, but there may be relief coming soon. NBC's Sam Brock says cooler temperatures can help the oil refineries that were affected by the record heat wave.
We've seen gas prices increase more than a quarter over just the last month. Largely is because of record-breaking temperatures and what they mean for oil refineries.
Oil refinery operations are returning back to full capacity after that extreme heat wave last month. Additional interest rate hikes will likely be needed. That's the message from a Federal Reserve governor. The Federal Reserve raised rates last month for the 11th time since March of 2022 in a move to combat inflation. Its next hike decision will come in September. A new study suggests that as many as two-thirds of all Americans own a gun, but experts say it's hard to get a good count.
We just don't know the number of people that have it handed down to them through families or obtained them illegally.
Greg Fremen, who is a professor at Sam Houston State University, says new research shows that there is a link between rising crime rates and rising gun purchases. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Yeah. Pick up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Breeze Car, crisp right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
China and Russia held naval maneuvers near Alaska.
The United States dispatched 4 Navy destroyers as well as a Poseidon P-8 patrol aircraft after nearly a dozen Chinese and Russian naval warships carried out a joint naval patrol near Alaska last week. That's the largest flotilla to ever approach the United States territory. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan claim they are monitoring the situation closely for their constituents. The foreign vessels were transiting waters near the Aleutian Island chain. The U.S. Northern Command confirmed the patrols remained in international waters and was not considered a threat. I'm Lance Pry.
A new study shows just 1 in 5 adults addicted to opioids gets medication to treat it. More than 80,000 people died from a drug overdose involving opioids in 2021, a number that has surged recently. The National Institute on Drug Abuse and Prevention says white people are much more likely than black people to receive treatment. Experts say the growth of telemedicine appointments, however, can help close those treatment disparities. Washington, D.C. transportation officials say Beyonce paid $100,000 to keep all metro stations open after her concert last night. The pop superstar's show got delayed due to heavy rain and lightning. Beyonce shelled out the money to keep trains running and have all 98 stations stay open for an extra hour. And the Mega Millions jackpot is now just over $5.5 billion. That comes to a $775 million lump sum. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Bobby, did we get that chip in a mesquite?
Jim's Woodworking Shop worked fine.
Good fit on those Japanese corners.
Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs 4 skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.